Yeah, they were. They were both born. Both have are both hearing impaired in both ears. Jock's got about 30 to 40% hearing, and Sandy's got 50% hearing.
So, how did you and your husband Nico feel like when you found out for the first time?
When we first found out, we were in hospital, and it was a bit of a shock to the system. We were just enjoying having a new our baby in our arms, and our visitors, and showing them off to all of our friends and families, and just being in that little love bubble those first couple of days. And then to get news to say that there's something not quite right with your baby's hearing was a little bit hard to really take on board. It's just was something that we really didn't expect because we don't have any history in the family of it on both sides. So we sort of didn't, yeah, we didn't really quite believe it at the beginning. And then we had another test and then got referred to an audiologist for about 3 hours of testing. And we there was no denying after that that yeah, he definitely had a hearing impairment. And we again weren't prepared. We were being quite naive about it all, or I guess being just trying to remain positive with the results. And yeah, we it took us a couple of days just to really let that one sink in and figure out how we were going to work that, what we needed to do in order to support Jock.
So, how does it change your life?
I guess in those earlier years, it meant a whole lot more travel, it meant more specialist appointments and more support. So for Jock and with any newborn, when they get fitted with hearing aids, you've got the little gel bits in their ear, and they're constantly growing at a pretty fast rate. So we're 8 hours from Townsville. So every 6 to 8 weeks, I was traveling back and forth to get new hearing aid molds fitted for him, and specialist appointments, and hearing tests, and just making sure that everything was fitted and working, to his advantage. So, I guess again, you've got a newborn, you just want to enjoy that time with them, and we certainly did. It just the extra travel, and then seeing Jock, he had to have CT scans and MRIs and bloods and those sorts of things, which no parent really wants to see their babies have to go through at such a young age. So, but all in our stride, and like any parent would do with their own children, it's like you just do whatever you need to give them the absolute best support. So, that was the start of his journey and our journey, and now it's all sort of become just, I don't know, just like kids that need glasses. You just wake up in the morning and you pop them on and off you go. Same with his hearing aids.
And you do have another son as well, Sandy. How's his hearing?
So Sandy's got 50% hearing, so a little bit better than Jock, but we got him fitted with hearing aids straight away as well, just to give him the best start to life. And yes, we had to go and do the travel as well, just to ensure that the molds were always refitted and suited to him as he grew. They both wear hearing aids in both ears. They both do speech lessons with Hear and Say weekly. And yeah, both of them are thriving just like any other child and reaching their milestones. And yeah, no different to anybody else, really.
Well, that's great to hear. And I do know coming up this Friday, there is the fundraiser happening Hear and Say's Loud Shirt Day.
Yes, it is. very exciting. We've got lots of people on board for this Friday, and everyone's been getting their loud shirts ready. So not only our family, but we've got all our staff on our properties jumping on board, and friends and some corporate businesses are jumping on board, because what Hear and Say do provide to children, you know, and to ensure that they do get the best start to life with their speech and language, is truly remarkable and has absolutely benefited our family. So we, we're right in behind them and going to enjoy Loud Shirt Day with everybody else.
So if people would like to get out their loud shirts this Friday and also make a donation, what's the best place to head to?
So if you go to Loud Shirt Day / Hear and Say, and then if you're on social media, it's hashtag Loud Shirt Day. So post your photos of you and your family or your work colleagues donning your loud shirts, and we would love to see it. And you can also, on that website, you can donate to the non-for-profit organisation too, to ensure that these services are continuing.